The Olympic Games are less than 6 weeks away, and all eyes are on Rio. Officials there are having to juggle several issues at once, including the Zika virus. The CEO of the 2016 Games in Rio, Sydney Levy, is with us today. Welcome.
Good morning.
Could you give us your sense of rolling down on the 6 weeks to go?
Rio is ready.
Rio is ready?
Rio is ready. We're feeling very good about it, and we're ready to go.
We'll get to the Zika virus in a minute, but could we talk first about another health risk, Guanabara? Athletes are expected to compete in several water sports. We're still seeing reports that sewage is leaking into the bay.
The first commitment, of course, is the health of the athletes. For that, we run two test events. There is no single case.
As far as the issue on everyone's mind, the Zika virus, several athletes have said that they're not going to come because of the risk. What are you doing in your planning to protect the athletes, to protect the tourists?
The first thing that everybody has to understand is that Brazil now is in winter. The cooler temperature, the mosquitoes just die. So both the World Health Organization and the CDC issued a statement saying that in the winter months, Zika is not a risk.
They also issued some statements saying don't travel there if you don't have to.
Well, but Cambridge University put a study saying that the risk of getting Zika during the winter months in Rio, it's 1 to 1 million.
One of the things that is interesting to me is that so many situations changed between the decision to ask for the games, win the games, and then put on the games. The Zika virus is one of those things, but the change of government, the outbreak of scandal, is something that was not planned on.
Well, we've been organizing this for 7 years. Totally different country. Totally different people in power. So it's our job is to adapt to that. And
that cannot be easy to do.
It's a very hard job. But the legacy money is public money. The organization money is private money. So that split makes us survive this whole set of crises.
What about difficulties in the city government? Lack of money? Can't pay the police?
So what we're doing, we're bringing 85,000 people to Rio, security forces, the army, federal police, to secure Rio during the games. So these people already being tested during the World Cup. We've been tested that during the Pope visit with 2 million people in the streets of Rio, not a single incident. So we've done that before. It's kind of an occupation of the city to protect the visitors.
Well, we wish you very good luck, Mr. Levy.
We need it.
Sydney Levy is CEO of the Rio 2016 Committee. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. My pleasure.